And thanks to Per and Justin and all those who support KABU and our show. Finally, you can hear this show or any part of it again, or any of our previous shows, or recommend us to your friends. Tell them to go to the webpage, to KABU's webpage, go to the top right, the search box, and type Old Mole or Old Mole Variety Hour. Today's show should be up very soon, by tomorrow, maybe even this afternoon. Join us again next week for more news, views, reviews, and interviews from the Mole's underground perspective. I'm Bill Resnick, your host today, signing off for the Old Mole. See you next Monday at 9. One final thing, if you haven't done it yet, please call, become a member. It's never too late to reach out and help some wonderful radio station. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Coming up next is Air Cascadia on KBOO Portland. At 10:15, Locus Focus with Barbara Bernstein. And at 11, Health Watch with host Doug McVeigh interviews David Downs about the Medical Marijuana Guidebook.
Today is Monday, September 19th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. We have a guest today who does indeed know whereof he speaks. Bill Black is back on Air Cascadia. Joining us is taking time out from his morning to talk a bit about Wells Fargo and these millions of accounts. There are whistleblowers involved here, too. Whistleblowing, as you no doubt are aware, is becoming more and more of a dicey proposition, just as the Obama's efforts to polish his sagging legacy he's often resorted to announcing that protections for whistleblowers are in place. For those who are actually blowing whistles anywhere, they know that this is not exactly, it does not exactly tell the entire story. The Los Angeles Times, though, reports this morning that the Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing tomorrow on the aggressive sales tactics employed by Wells Fargo. Wow, if you think our membership drive is aggressive, you should hear some of the tactics that these people employed and the number of unaware customers who were signed up for all kinds of financial products that they did not want and probably did not even understand. Our guest today, Bill Black, is an associate professor of economics and law at the University of Missouri and a former bank regulator who led investigations of the savings and loan crisis in the 80s. If you don't remember that, look it up. That was certainly worthy of, at the very least, a blockbuster film. We certainly should remember that. Many people are not even aware that it occurred. And in any case, Mr. Black is the author of the book, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. Again, highly recommended. Wonderful, wonderful book. Okay, and that said, before we get into the full-on interview, I want to just touch on some weather today. Slight chance of showers and fog and that sort of thing. Then clearing up, sunny skies, highs near 69. And tonight, again, about the same pattern, lows dropping down to 49. For tomorrow, fog in the morning, otherwise sunny and calm winds. Again, a chilly night, and that is about it for the next couple of days as far as weather is concerned. So let's jump right into our interview. Good morning, Bill. Thank you many, many times over for joining us today.
Happy to do so.
And we are welcoming you back. We're so happy to have you on the show. So this Wells Fargo does indeed, it's right up there with the savings and loan scandal, which many people are unaware of or have completely forgotten. And we certainly, in this case with Wells Fargo, want to make sure that this that at least we have some lessons learned from it. But can you talk a little bit about the whistleblower end of things? This takes I would expect in the banking industry that to be a whistleblower is certainly a dangerous position to take.
Right. So first, to tie it to what's your introduction. The most notorious act of fraud in the savings and loan debacle was by Charles Keating of Lincoln Savings, the one who recruited the five U.S. senators called the Keating Five. And the specific, absolute worst fraud that Keating committed was all about cross-selling. And he targeted widows in that case to sell them worthless junk bonds. Well, flash forward to forgetting those lessons. roughly 10 years ago, Wells Fargo, actually Wells Fargo's predecessor, Norwest, which is headquartered out in Minnesota, and eventually acquired Wells Fargo and decided it liked the Wells Fargo name better than the Norwest name. So the managers are Norwest, but they kept the name Wells Fargo, which they submerged. Same thing, by the way, happened to Bank of America. Their big thing was cross-selling, and they, just like Charles Keating, had this really clever fraud scheme, and it was, we will fire our employees if they don't commit these frauds, because if they don't commit these frauds, they can't meet their sales quotas, which are obscenely high, but we'll create bonuses, small bonuses for them if they do that. But we will send out letters and memos and such and do training that says, you must never do anything wrong. All right. So this is completely designed for deniability of the senior folks. And by the way, the person directly in charge of their branch network, who, again, she came from Norwest, been doing this for many years. She has retired in connection with the scandal, but instead of having to take individual responsibility and, oh, I don't know, for example, go to prison, she got over $100 million total in compensation. So at the bottom end of the chain, where the whistleblowers are, in the low ranks of employees and all the way up to the branch directors, these are jobs, well, for example, about 30% of tellers in banks as of 2013 relied on federal financial assistance. That's how low the wages are. And the threat, of course, is that you'll lose your job.
They're on the dole, and they're under pressure to produce.
Yes, right. So there's no question.
Have they no shame?
Right. Tens of thousands of people will succumb to this kind of pressure because otherwise they will lose their job. And so it is, as I say, set up for to create deniability at the senior management rank in a completely cynical process. And here's the key advantage to elite white-collar crime. To consult your lawyers before and during your fraud scheme. They help you set it up so that you make it very hard to prosecute you. Blue-collar criminals, the first time we see them as lawyers is when they're in jail. It's a little late to get legal advice at that point. And this legal advice will be paid for, these very, very expensive lawyers, not by you, the guy leading the fraud or the gal leading the fraud, but by the bank. So this is the best of all worlds. Indeed, it is the best way to rob a bank. It's actually not necessarily to own it, but to control it.
It's staggering, and Wells Fargo, of course, notably standout player in the whole scheme. But if you think Wells Fargo, so you're like, what about other smaller banks? Is this, as they say in the legal world, is this setting a precedent? It seems that it does. People don't learn lessons. The only lesson they learn is how to rob a bank. That's about it.
Well, that's right. That's what's worse is they do learn the lesson of the fraud scheme. It's just that the good guys forget the lessons. The bad guys understand these lessons all too well. Now, Wells Fargo is off the charts in terms of this cross-selling. Compared to its big peers, it does it three times, they would say, better. I would say worse than those competitors. But that does, as you say, in economics and criminology, we call it a Gresham's dynamic, where cheaters prosper. And where cheaters gain a competitive advantage, the saying is bad ethics drives good ethics from the marketplace.
Hang on. We've got our pitchers coming on right now. This is Membership Drive. So we are indeed all about money today, but and probably every day if we really looked at it, took a long, hard look at it. I can't thank you enough for this. My guest, of course, has been William Black. He's an associate professor of economics, a former bank regulator, and really, I think he's seen some of the darkest corners here, and of course the author of the incredible book The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. Thanks again for that, Bill. I really appreciate it. And we go now to our Membership Drive room to talk more about money on a rather smaller scale as far as numbers are concerned, but on a greater scale than Wells Fargo, certainly as far as impact, positive impact on the culture at large, because this does proliferate throughout society, and what we do has a multiplier effect. Good morning. I believe we've got Justin.
I'm here with Justin.
Pear. Good morning, Pear. Good morning, Justin. So happy to have friends, fellow members, fellow programmers. Thanks for talking with our listeners about what we need to do next.
Well, give us a call, 877-500-5266, and give us some of that good money, the good money that helps drive out the bad money. That's what we are all about. There's a lot of bad money in this world, but your good money can fight back and change it. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
I want to say thanks to Chris Andre and her tireless work on Air Cascadia. And this is a labor of love for Chris. And all she really loves to have in return is to make her goal, program goal, to modest $100 this morning. I want to thank Bill in Southeast Portland who renewed his membership. Thank you so much. Roger in the Couve, as I like to call it, Vansterdam, Vancouver, Washington, also renewed. Thank you, Roger. And let's add a couple of new members right now because we, of course, love our sustaining members and we're trying to grow the rolls right here. 877-500-5266 to say thank you to the mighty 90.7 for all of these rich and diverse voices 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for over 25,246,080 commercial-free minutes and counting. Call right now, 877-500-KBOO.
Well, you know, most stations, they give you a commercial about every 3 minutes, it seems. But we don't do that. We give we give away this programming for free, and we don't ask much. But every now and then, three times a year, we come to you and ask you to help pay for it. But we do have a Love That Ugly tote bag. We'll hear more about that. It's reserved for Air Cascadia and After Free. $75 minimum pledge.
877-500-KBOO. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.